Abadi from the Big Cast, yes. Best Innovation Group. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. I'm really enjoying it. I was saying this is the third year in a row I've noticed this when I've gone through Money 2020 at the end. My metrics on my health meter say 10,000 plus steps, but I also know that I've gotten absolutely zero outdoor air. I haven't left the building since I got here on Sunday afternoon.
Well, I think you're probably that's probably the same story with a lot of people.
Not all that atypical.
Because there's so much going on here.
There's no reason to leave the building.
Exactly. Well, at least the food's good.
I've had no complaints, and I've had to pay for exactly one meal, too.
Congratulations on that. Well done, sir. So speaking of the conference here, Money 2020, like, what, 11, 12,000 people here,
right,
something like
that?
How has it been for you? I mean, what is there anything in particular that you were looking for here? Because I know you're doing a lot of podcasts and stories and stuff.
I really come here I try to have as few preconceived notions as I can and really kind of understand and get a feel for what the pulse of the conference is. You know, what are the key themes that are emerging? You know, I always look for the big headlines, anything that's really dazzling or something that catches my eye either in a presentation or on the shop floor. Mm-hmm. But what I kind of saw over the course of all the presentations, a theme that I really saw was there's a lot of conversation about AI. Mm-hmm. And I always think about it as almost a repositioning that the, you know, one of the sessions was called Robophobia. And the idea, and the idea was, you know, is AI going to take away all of our jobs? And it's an attempt to kind of say, no, that's not really where we're going with this. That there's always going to be the human overlay.
Right,
it almost feels a bit like the last mile problem.
It's like
AI can take you so far. In fact, I heard a couple people trying to reposition the A from artificial to augmented intelligence.
Oh, interesting.
Doing the things that humans can't do, and then laying that information in a consumable fashion on the steps of somebody who can then take it that last mile.
Yeah, that sounds more of like a reality check as augmented rather than artificial, because artificial sounds so, I don't know, science fiction type of thing.
And a skeptic could say this is just a way to get people comfortable with the fact that we're going to lose all of our jobs.
Yeah.
But I think there's a lot of realism. I think that that's really the way it's going.
Yeah.
I think it makes sense.
Anything else stand for it? Is anything surprise you at the show? Or anything kind of raise your eyebrows? Or
The shop floor seems to have just kind of taken another level. The amount of money that goes into the presentations of some of the the booths and things like that, including companies that I've been going to. This is the season. I mean, I think this is the fourth show I've been to in the last 2 months.
Yeah, me too.
And several players that I either haven't seen in other places or disproportionate to the way I think of them. I mean, they've really gone big here in terms of making a splash.
Indeed.
And they've got some interesting stuff to show.
Well, you kind of have to with 11,000.
Somehow you got to stand out from the crowd.
Out somehow. Yeah. Definitely, definitely. So what takeaways are you going to take back to Big from this show? Any lessons learned, anything like that, besides the AI stuff?
Well, I think there was a similar kind of approach with blockchain.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, and I think I've already seen that where the hype cycle, again, to use the Gartner term, that we've kind of gotten past the idea of this is the panacea, and especially with, Bitcoin and a lot of the cryptocurrency. Currency values going down.
Yeah.
Again, we're getting kind of a reframing of this is a longer term proposition.
Mm-hmm.
I heard the analogy made a couple of different times about the internet. It's like, we knew we had something with the internet. We didn't know it was going to be Airbnb when we started back in the 90s, and that's where we wound up.
Yeah.
Again, the belief is the blockchain, not necessarily crypto or other things.
Mm-hmm.
We know there's something there. We don't know exactly what form it's going to take. And I tend to agree. I think, my profile line on my Twitter feed says, Bitcoin skeptic, blockchain champion. And I'm still sticking with that. I think that's kind of the way it works.
I think that's a good position to take.
And I thought another one that was interesting, and maybe I'm late to the game because I don't consider myself to be a pure blockchain expert. Somebody talked about stablecoin. And I think there's a new coin that just got launched backed by the U.S. dollar.
Mm-hmm.
One of the big complaints, and it's been my issue too, if you think about it more than a speculative investment, but the way that Bitcoin or other cryptos are used, as a means of exchange, if it doesn't hold its value and you really can't use it in very many places, well, it's not really serving its purpose as a currency.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you back it up by the dollar and you don't have that rapid fluctuation, well, you've just taken care of, you may have run the speculators out of it, which may actually be a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
You lose one purpose, but you might get back to the purpose that has a longer-term benefit.
Yeah, there are, how many coins are out there right now? I heard there's 4,000 or something.
Are there that
like
many?
That.
Yeah, I mean,
I heard somebody say something like
that. You
got
the typical 80-20 rule. I mean, I think you can probably get it down to probably 25 that are really meaningful, but I think every single one of them is probably on the same trend over the course.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you saw John Best and the rest of the crew that does episodes on the Big Cast. Late last year, we did a prediction. Put ourselves on the record of where Bitcoin was going to be in terms of price right now. And the year isn't over yet. We said it was going to be based on where it was in December. But I'm the only one that's close, and even I was too high.
Oh, really?
I had the low. They accused me of playing Price is Right.
What's the over-under on
the $1 price? And I basically had us at, I think, about 6,500.
Oh, really?
I'm
you're in the right place.
Actually, I think I take it back. I was at 9,000, which was basically where it was at the time we had it. But I also predicted it was going to ride a couple of waves. Yeah, so maybe there's another wave coming up. Who knows?
And you're in the right place for betting on whatever coin is going to be there.
It's
so
not my game.
Me neither. Just when you're in Vegas, why not?
I agree.
So, indeed. Anything else, Glenn, to kind of wrap up here? I mean, I know you're being pulled in 100 different directions.
I always just enjoy seeing the new news that pops up. And just another shout out to another FinTech Insider, another podcast that I really enjoy broadcasted live. And one of the things I like about what they do, that kind of goes back to me to some of the early days of Money20, the first few years, they're much more willing to mix it up. I don't necessarily like happy talk, and if you get a couple of different people with different opinions on stage that are willing to share those opinions,
controversy.
Like a lot of college catalogs, you look for the professor rather than the topic. I think in that case, I've gone to that approach in terms of which things I want to attend, because there's a few key players. Matt Harris at Bain Capital is another one of those longtime hosts here. You know they're going to bring together some people who are going to give some provocative thoughts. So that's kind of the approach I take to navigating my way through the 12,000 people and the sea of different presentations and whatnot.
Yeah, it's easy to get lost in all of this, but if you can stay focused, you can get some really good stuff out of it.
Lots of good content.
Indeed. All right, Glenn, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Appreciate the time as always.